and it's an Amphio Rap special, and it's John Gibbons, and I'm delighted to be joined by someone whose voice will be very familiar to all of you, I'm sure. It's George Sefton, who's here to talk about his new book, which is The Voice of Anfield, My 50 Years with Liverpool FC. So, George, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I guess the first place to start is I really enjoyed the book, by the way, and really enjoyed, you know, your stories and your stories over the time. As you admit in the prologue, I think it is, you weren't necessarily expecting any of this, so you weren't making notes as you went. And so, how easy was it to recall not just obviously, you know, the 50 years working with Liverpool, but obviously the years before that as a supporter as well?
Yeah, it was strange. I mean, it's one of those situations where you know yourself, you'd be lying in bed at 3 o'clock in the morning and suddenly, hang on, wonder what ever happened to... But by and large, it wasn't easy, but it was interesting. It was very satisfying. And I'm getting to an age now, I remember things that happened 70 years ago and can't remember where I was yesterday afternoon, you know what I mean? So I can drag up events from the past. I can remember things that happened to me. As regards Liverpool games, obviously, just click on Wikipedia, you can find everything. I was amazed to discover how many old diaries I had stashed away.
Okay.
I never throw anything away and drive my wife crackers. diaries, Wikipedia, and... My younger son, he's got total recall. He's 40. Let's see, 46 now. He went to a couple of reserve games when he was about 4, going on 5. Went to Wembley when he was 7. But if I'm thinking about a match that happened donkeys years ago, I can ring him up and said, do you remember that game? And, oh, yeah, when so-and-so scored from the corner in the 83rd minute. So-and-so got sent off. And he just go through the whole lot. And, you know, he filled in a lot of gaps. And